This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski. And in this podcast episode, we're going to be remembering the great punters of the decade of the 1970s. It is perhaps the least appreciative, or probably the least understood position in a football game. I'm speaking about the occupation of punter. It is their job to, in effect, give the ball back to the team's opponents by kicking it long distances out of their own territory, if possible. There were quite a few exemplary punters in the NFL during the 1970s. Each of them possessed their own special talents which made them unique. The list of some of those great punters are mentioned here in this episode. Now keep in mind, this is a random list, and it is not a complete list by any stretch of the imagination. And also, I'm not going to list them as far as the best to the least best. Okay, so this is only a partial list of great punters of the decade. Now, undeniably, the greatest punter of the 1970s was none other than Oakland's Ray Guy. You know that you are a great at anything when you get an award named after you. The Ray Guy Award goes annually to the best punter in college football. Ray Guy was a first-round draft choice of the Oakland Raiders in 1973, and he wasted no time in proving why he was selected and esteemed so highly. Guy was a pure athlete, and his ultra-strong leg was something to behold. His hang time on his punts, sometimes even more than 5 seconds, was never seen before in the NFL. Guy was also an excellent coffin corner punter, and his best coffin corner punts would usually come in the biggest games. Guy played 14 years in the NFL, all with the Raiders. His lifetime career punting average is 42.4 yards per punt. In short, Ray Guy was as great of a consistent weapon as the Oakland Raiders had during the 1970s. He was a member of Oakland's Super Bowl XI World Championship team. Another great punter during the decade was Kansas City's Gerald Wilson, who made a name for himself thanks to his longevity. Wilson played 16 years in pro football, 15 of which were with the Kansas City Chiefs. He led the AFL twice in best punting average, and he led the NFL twice in best punting average, because he played in the 60s in the AFL and in the 70s in the NFL. Now, Wilson played through a few leg injuries to accumulate 47,139 total punting yards in his career. That's quite a long distance. His 43 yards per punt average is one of the best in pro football history, considering the number of years that he played. Wilson was a member of Kansas City's Super Bowl IV World Championship team. Now, Mike Eisscheid was another punter like Gerald Wilson, who began his career in the old AFL, then finished it in the NFL. Eisscheid played for 9 years in pro football. He began his career in 1966 with Oakland, and he ended his career in 1974 with Minnesota. He played in Super Bowl II with the Raiders and Super Bowls VIII and IX with the Vikings. He had a career average of 41.2 yards per punt. Baltimore's David Lee also saw action in a Super Bowl. Lee's consistency helped the Colts to win Super Bowl V in January of 1971. He played 13 seasons in the NFL, all in Baltimore. Throughout his career, he never missed a game. Lee punted for 34,019 total yards during his career, which accounted for a lifetime punting average of 40.6 yards. In his final year of 1978, Lee punted the ball an incredible 92 times. Now, John James played 15 years in the NFL for three different teams, Atlanta, Detroit, and Houston. James led the league in number of punts and total punting yardage four different times in 1974, 1976, 1977, and 1978. He finished his career with 1,083 total punts for an incredible 43,992 total punting yards. Like Ray Guy, James also perfected the coffin corner punt, which helped his defensive teammates immensely. Barry Seiple, the Miami Dolphins, is best known for his fake punt in the 1972 AFC Championship game at Pittsburgh. Late in the second quarter of that contest against the Steelers, Seiple took off on a fourth down and ran down the far sideline for 37 yards in a drive continuing first down, which led to the vital touchdown in Miami's 21-17 victory over the Steelers. But like Ray Guy, Seiple too was a great athlete. He spent much of his 11-year career not just as the Dolphins punter, but also as an emergency wide receiver. He caught a total of 73 passes during his career. He also punted for 25,347 total yards during his career, and his lifetime punting average was 40 yards per punt. He was a member of Miami's 1972 and 1973 Super Bowl championship teams. Dave Jennings played for both the New York teams, the Jets and the Giants, during his 14-year pro career. He accumulated an astounding 47,567 total punting yards in the NFL. He led the league in punting yardage in both 1979 and 1980. The longest punt of Jennings' career went for 73 yards, and he made five All-Pro teams from 1978 to 1982. Finally, Ron Whidbey was a member of the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. He was a member of the Cowboys' Super Bowl VI World Championship team. He played 7 years in pro football. Like many great punters during his era, Whidbey was also a great overall athlete. He was an All-SEC basketball player while he was in college at the University of Tennessee. He played in the 1971 Pro Bowl, and the longest punt of his career traveled for an incredible 84 yards. Again, this is not a complete list of the great punters in the NFL during the 1970s. There are undoubtedly more of them, and many of you listeners might be able to name some more. But now it's time for another Pro Football in the 1970 trivia question. Which of the above two punters that I spoke about in this podcast episode played against each other in a Super Bowl? Thanks again for listening in to this episode of Pro Football in the 1970s, folks. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.